Let's talk housing. I'm Melissa Patrick. The Holmes County Housing Coalition is looking to hear from more residents about their thoughts on housing in Holmes County. At the end of February, the newly formed Holmes County Housing Coalition held their first meeting at the Cider Press in Millersburg to start establishing what the goals of the coalition are and how to get more information collected and out to the residents, with close to 40 folks from all different backgrounds in attendance. Ashley Hirschberger with the United Way of Wayne and Holmes Counties, who is leading the way with the coalition, went over some of the results of the survey that is currently out, sharing some of the difficulties of finding housing in Holmes County.
Who here has trouble finding people to work for your business? Who has friends who want to move home but can't find a house in any price range, right? We don't have that public transit. The housing diversity increases isolation for vulnerable groups. My own mom doesn't want to mow her couple acres anymore. But where's she going to go? Right? She's lived in that same house for 40 years. A young couple easily could want to move into that three-bedroom house. Right? Prime location, just east of Millersburg. It's an awesome neighborhood. But she's not moving. Because where's she going to go? Community voice is key. So the feedback helps shape these local solutions.
She also had discussion on what fears and thoughts that people had about multifamily housing, as most of Holmes County is made up of single-family housing.
So what fears do you have? Because we already know people are thinking, oh gosh, I don't want this, or I already have some kind of bias, right? So tell us what fears you have. So we know what we have, not necessarily to go against, right? But how we need to change people's mindsets of what we're talking about when we say multi-purpose homes are not a single family home.
She shared the importance of not just finding out the fears of multifamily housing, but the benefits.
Get those in your mind of what could be some great things about. They're more affordable. It's more efficient use of land. They could be closer to your jobs. So people started to think about that. Yeah, they might be more affordable. There's more diverse housing choices.
Those in attendance were able to check out some sample documents from the Wayne County Housing Coalition, which Katie Kogelman of the United Way of Wayne and Holmes County has been involved with, to see an example of how a housing coalition can work.
The Wayne County Housing Coalition has been around since 1999. Long time. And this year, 2026, the city of Worcester just changed their zoning. So I don't want anyone to think that coalition work is overnight. Sometimes it is a longer process. You know, we've been able to have a lot of short, quick victories. There's been housing developments go up that are mixed income.
She also broke down a little about the structure of the Wayne County Housing Coalition.
Now, the structure now is more formal. You know, we meet on a regular basis. We have officers. United Way serves as the fiscal agent. There is money involved. Not a lot of money, a little bit of money. But what that does is it gives us membership to COHIO, which is Ohio's Housing Coalition. It gives us access to a lot of other resources and information. It allows us to do a point in time count.
Attendees would fill out a form that included their thoughts on a housing challenge statement and information to put together a mission and a purpose. And there was lots of participation on the issues, ideas, and looking forward. At the time of the meeting, not quite 200 housing surveys had been filled out, with many of them coming from those in the meeting. So discussion was had about how to get the survey out to the people that housing is affecting and to get a broader look of the population. Linda Campbell, who's the fiscal officer for Kilbuck and Nashville, among others, shared how important it is to talk to people in person.
And building rapport and trust with the people that are currently there, it takes time. Through NoHoCo, I had a couple programs that they can get their house rehab. It took me 5 years to get one of the gentlemen to fill out an application. You have to build that relationship with them, for sure. So you're right, boots on the ground, making connections is very important.
Tabby Hemingway with Holmes County Adult Probation shared that housing is an issue she sees with the people she works with every day.
We have, in the last year, have done amazing down here. So many people, I've done this for 8 years, have gotten sober who I've seen use the last 7 years. And now, during this weird transition period where they're sober, their lives have gotten turned around, and now they're stuck. They're down at the trailer park where all the drugs are because there's nowhere for them to go. So now they are constantly living with, you know, the drugs next door, what they used to use, and it's so difficult because we're so proud of them, but yet we can't help them any further.
They're stuck,
and there's nothing. The best thing to do is get them out of that. They've progressed. They've worked on themselves. They've worked so hard. And now it's like, okay, well, I need out of the trailer park.
While the original focus was on both housing and transportation, Kogelman says that for the moment, with the need for housing emerging as the greatest need, they were going to separate out the transportation part of the survey and make it just housing, which would also make the survey shorter as well. Dan Stackhouse said that he could keep paper copies at the VA office, and Campbell says that she has some at Kilbuck Village Hall, and you can also pick up a paper copy at the United Way Millersburg office in downtown Millersburg. To fill out a survey online, go to uwh.org. The next meeting of the Holmes County Housing Coalition is currently set for Tuesday, March 24th at 8:30 a.m. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday and Saturday 3 accidents, 19 incidents, and no arrests. The Millersburg Police Department reported for March 2nd through the 8th 3 accidents and 38 incidents. A new report finds more and more Ohioans are spending higher portions of income on housing. According to the report by the National Low Income Housing Coalition, nearly half of all renters in Ohio pay more than they can afford. More than 1.5 million people rent across the state. The report shows at the time, Ohio is in an affordable housing crisis with a shortage of 266,000 affordable and available rental units. Officials continue to work to find the person who hit and killed a construction worker in Central Ohio last month. The reward is going up for information in the death of 25-year-old Jordan Thomas. Thomas is the construction worker Columbus police say was killed in a hit-and-run crash inside a work zone on I-70. Central Ohio Crime Stoppers says $110,000 is now offered for information on the driver. Police say Thomas was hit by a maroon Toyota sedan on February 28th, anyone with information is asked to call Central Ohio Crime Stoppers at 614-461-8477. Police in Mansfield are looking for information regarding potentially dangerous devices being left on area roads. Police say that jack rocks have been reported in the area of Middle Belleville Road and Straub Road in Mansfield. Jack rocks are small metal devices made up of sharp points that can pop a vehicle's tire instantly. Police are investigating how jack rocks got onto the road. Anyone with information should contact Mansfield Police. One bridge over the Ohio River has reopened following a barge crash into a support pier. The Pomeroy-Mason Bridge linking Ohio and West Virginia was shut down for several hours and reopened late Friday. A barge had crashed into one of the bridge's massive support piers. Inspectors later found no damage to the bridge. The bridge was opened in 2008, delayed then by 2 years because of flooding, soil issues, and material issues. Health and Human Services Director Robert F. Kennedy is now warning the public about the sugar content in coffee drinks at two of the leading national chains. He says many of the drinks at Dunkin' and Starbucks just have too much sugar in them. Federal dietary guidelines recommend meals should have no more than 10 grams of added sugar, but nearly every drink on the Dunkin' menu exceeds that amount. The CDC says eating or drinking too much sugar can lead to obesity, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease. And finally, Disney and Pixar's new film Hoppers is leading the North American box office with a strong debut, while Warner Brothers' The Bride is stumbling. Studio estimates on Sunday show Hoppers made $46 million in its first weekend domestically and $88 million globally after adding in international receipts. In the same weekend, The Bride opened with about $7.3 million in North America and a total of $13.6 million globally, despite a big production budget. Hoppers is a boost for original Pixar movies after Ilio failed to connect with audiences. Reviews and audience scores also favor Hoppers. Meanwhile, The Bride is collecting mixed reactions from audiences and critics. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.